here at the 2019 NACUSO Conference, NACUSO Network Woo-hoo! Conference.
You're a little overly excited to be here.
I feel like I've got to lighten it up around here.
Somebody's excited to be here, Mr. Kirk Drake and Chris Odie from CU 2.0 today.
Right.
Today.
CU 2.0 today.
Next week it'll be CU 3.0.
And we're with Mike Lawson from CU Broadcast.
Yeah, imagine that.
It's a lovely
CU
day.
There. It is. It is a lovely day here in San Diego, California. And before we get into the topic at hand, because you just got off a panel.
I did.
Yeah, so congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah, nothing better
Chris,
than being on
I don't
a panel.
Know what you were doing.
No, so. I just stand around. Just standing around.
Looking
well,
pretty.
Speaking of that, how's the conference going for you guys? Because you guys
Excellent.
Are over there doing your CU 2.0 thing. So
yeah, it's good. Well, Kirk led the discussion yesterday about, or just now, about artificial intelligence. And mm-hmm. we've got a couple of panels we'll be leading tomorrow. We're bringing in some we're bringing in some pretty interesting fintech companies that are actually using AI, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. The problem with credit unions is, not the problem, right? The issue right now is that everyone knows AI is coming and how are you going to use it, right? No one knows what to do mm-hmm, about mm-hmm, it, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we're clearly not going to develop our own AI as credit unions.
Right.
I mean, maybe the top five could do it, but that's about it.
Right, right? Yeah.
So the rest of us are going to need to adopt technology, right, mm-hmm, from these providers.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirk and I believe we found a stable of them providing solutions across auditing and new member acquisition and lending and, you know, obviously the low-hanging fruit, which is fraud mm-hmm. prevention.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, the chatbots and the call centers. So there's plenty of ways credit unions can start down this road.
So how are you? I'm sorry. Go ahead. You want to?
Well, I was going to say the interesting thing about the AI part of that is that, you know, we tend to kind of think of this as something amorphous coming down the road. But 9 out of 10 fintechs that we talk to are using AI right now.
Right now.
Right.
Yeah,
and they're right and now. It's not, they're shortening their development cycles, they're shortening their learning, they're shortening their UI, every aspect of those. They're just able to plug in, and I've got a new book coming out in June on AI. And that really talks about and makes it really clear how impactful that's gonna be, right? And so the approach I took, and I think everybody needs to be thinking about, is it's not going to be one AI. It's not the HAL that takes over the credit union, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
you're using AI in each department of the organization
yeah.
slightly differently.
Okay.
HR uses it for onboarding and employee retention, and there's mm-hmm. great use cases there. Mm-hmm. And lending uses it for loan algorithms mm-hmm. and approval rates. And in each one of those, it's its own discipline and approach in it
mm-hmm.
that, you know, if you can think about the typical technology stack of a credit union, suddenly you have to have data models and refinement and compliance and all those kind of things around
it's
each of those
more
things.
More complicated than meets the eye.
Yeah.
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 Because I think the myth of AI is like, oh hey, let's just bring in AI and
right.
it'll fix everything.
Woo!
Yay!
Yeah, exactly.
A magic button. All right, next.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
But it's not that way. Like
no.
I'm so glad you took that angle, because
yeah.
that's the first time I've ever like really heard anybody
right.
approach it like that.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you think about like autonomous vehicles, like the technology is there,
mm-hmm.
right? The Tesla's been kind of going down this road,
mm-hmm.
no pun intended, right? to sort of do this. And the regulatory framework is the biggest hurdle, right?
Yeah.
And the human adoption of it, you know, mm-hmm. of suddenly getting into a car and it suddenly drives itself.
And you don't have to do anything.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think there's 5 levels of autonomous vehicle AI, and we're at level 4, and they're expecting it to be at level 5 this year,
mm-hmm.
but it'll still be 10 or 20 years before it mainstreams.
Before it's mainstream,
and, yeah,
right.
and gets into everyday world.
So are you finding credit unions are kind of in this, speaking of the Tesla analogy,
yeah.
do you find credit unions are kind of the same way with AIs? Like, because I mean, how are you convincing them that, hey, this is the way to go? Because there's still probably quite a few.
Yeah, I haven't seen any that are even really jumping in with any material way. I see the fintechs using it, leveraging the credit union's data or creating their own data,
yeah.
right, to be able to mimic or create the environment or mm-hmm. the structure in that regard. You see data pools being aggregated together and that type of stuff, but
mm-hmm.
you're not seeing, and this is what my big concern is, if every new fintech, and there's, you know, 20 a week that are being created,
Pretty
is
much.
Using AI,
mm-hmm.
each one of them is getting a slight competitive advantage,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be able to expand on that and get better and better at it, but no one's even trying it. Like, we're not sitting around
right.
going, you know.
Yeah, we're still focusing on, as an industry, on the why. Right.
right.
And we should be past why. We should be to the how.
Yeah. Are we talking too much about it, or should we be doing
it? We should be doing
more
it.
Doing?
Yes.
We should
yeah.
be doing it. And that's what Kirk and I are trying to bring to credit unions one at a time.
Yeah.
Right? Here's the how.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? You want to start using artificial intelligence?
Right.
You want to test it? Here's what you can do.
Right.
And we've got it in a box. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Plug it in, and it'll sell. People are looking, like Kirk said, for the entire thing. And it doesn't exist. It's got to be modular that does
right.
certain pieces of
mm-hmm.
it right now.
Mm-hmm. So we just need to get a few that'll jump in.
Right.
The
yeah.
deep end. So.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
If you're out there and you're looking for ideas, We've got them.
That's right. Yeah. We got a lot of them, for sure. Hey, let's talk about DTS.
Correct.
So give us the scoop on this
DTS is the
acronym.
Is the CU 2.0 Digital Transformation Suite.
Okay.
Right? CU 2.0 is all about digital transformation for credit unions. Obviously, I've walked South Bay Credit Union down that path for the last few years. Kirk started with a bunch of credit unions, and CU 2.0 has got a half a dozen clients that we're walking down the path. What we did is we built a product that will allow you to create an Amazon-like experience for the member, right? And we're modularizing it so you can step into it slowly, right? So we've got a module that does member attrition. We've got a module that does new member acquisition. We've got a module that does...
member engagement and moving them up the continuum.
That's good.
Yeah. I could tell he forgot what I said, so it's fine.
I thought that was your stick. You know? That was good.
Whenever I don't know, I just point.
Yeah. Okay. And then I try to say something on point and pretend like I'm paying attention.
You guys did very, very well.
Yeah. And when I say what's next, we move on.
Yeah.
That means we've reached my capacity to understand what he's talking about, and let's move on to the next thing.
But the real challenge in doing this is, you know, everybody thinks about digital transformation as online banking or mobile banking or the core or API and all those types of things. And, you know, from my perspective, those are all good things to be tackling in those regard, but we're fairly limited as an industry in what we can do, right? You know, you're not going to get Fiserv to move faster. You're not going to get Alchemy to move faster. Like, you're just stuck in the sort of rails of how to move down that continuum. And so sort of, how do we, you know, leverage and work around the traditional problems? Because in order to solve this problem, from my perspective, you've got, you know, organic Google Analytics, SEO type problems. How do I get someone to my brand and interact with them? How do I move them through the continuum? How do I know how to use the analytics to do that effectively? And then how do I have the content, the email marketing, the web marketing, all of those types of things to be able to create that entire engagement as if I had an Amazon style landing page with ratings, with all those different things, and do it in a way that's secure, that isn't invasive, that doesn't creep us out from a privacy perspective, you know, and all those kind of things. And to me, that never more than now with Apple Card coming and those kind of things, where there is such a concern on these things that we've got to figure out how to do this. And so we've come up with, I think, a pretty good, clever way to do that. We've got it in beta at a couple of credit unions.
And the beauty is, we don't need to touch the core. We don't need to touch the core. We don't need to touch mobile. We don't need to touch internet. Those are your three biggest roadblocks, the core providers, the mobile providers, the internet providers. You want to build integration to any of them, 6 months, 50 grand, you know, maybe, really 12 months, 100 grand. So by avoiding them, we've avoided the bottleneck, and we've deployed solutions in a matter of weeks at these credit unions rather than, you know, years.
And we can be hyper-tigered it on the either balance sheet or income statement problem that the credit union is trying to solve. All right, you need new members, we're going to build an experience around that and then expand that to include the next sequence of that. You need more fee income, we're going to focus on that. You need more, you know, want to convert indirect members. Great, here's the structure for doing that. All built around a set of core principles that I've used and Chris used in various startups around how do we rapidly innovate, measure, figure out what we're doing, create the next round of innovation and kind of constantly repeat and have that same Amazon flywheel of constantly adding value back into that.
And the additional piece we bring to that whole process is our reach, right? With all the credit unions that Kirk and I know and the reach of CU 2.0, we've been able to start with the question, is this good for the member? Well, how would I know, right? I'm not the typical credit union member. He's certainly not the typical credit union member. So let's get some credit union operational people to tell us, is this what the member would like?
Yeah.
And inevitably, it's been, yes, this is what the member would like, but we just can't build it. And I guess what? We can't.
Right. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. But as long as it starts with, is it good for the member, then you can work on the digital transformation suite and do the things that are good for your member.
So that's where you're working from, the member perspective?
Absolutely.
And working backwards
from that? Absolutely.
Trying to create the experience for the member.
Don't automate for the credit union's sake, automate for the member's sake. And know what they want before they know.
That's where the experience comes from.
Leverage their transaction data, leverage their web data, and combine that to give you the true insight of what Mike Lawson wants.
And so where are we with this again? You said you had two pilots or something?
We have two pilots at two different credit unions where we've built everything out, we're launching, we're in that phase, and we're ready to start really looking at where that's going to go. We've seen some good success out of that.
We're looking for the credit unions focused on the how now.
Right.
If you want to hear about why you need to go through digital transformation, probably don't
we know
call
a,
us.
We know, that's a book you should, we know a book you
yeah, we know
read.
A book you should read first. Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that. Well, it seems like why is last year, how is this year?
Yes.
So, yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Anything else to add, guys?
No,
or
what's
can
new
we
with
find
you?
Out more information? What's new with me?
Yeah, what are you working on, Mike?
I'm talking to these two guys. To see what that's what I'm working on here. Trying to get some information out of you guys so we can help the industry keep moving forward. So, yeah. And you guys are doing a good job of that, for sure. Where can we find out more information on DTS?
You can just email.
Landing page.
We'll
landing page on the website. Okay. You can email Kirk or I. Or
we don't have a landing page.
We don't have a landing page?
Yeah, not on that.
You should go ahead and build a landing
page. Yeah, just
page
go email info at cu-2.com
page.
Or email Chris. It's not hard to find him. He's everywhere.
That is true. Yep. There's more than one of you, I'm sure.
There is. I've cloned myself years ago.
All right, guys. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Anything else you're doing here? Because you guys are, again, like you said at the top of your...
Yep, we're on a panel tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
We're on two different panels tomorrow.
Yesterday we did the AI talk on sort of how this is all going to come about and what the educational talk on the different levels of AI and where it's going. Tomorrow we're doing two panels, one on lending AI, one on member service deposit AI. But each of them have three different fintechs, and we'll be hearing some great examples of how they're going about that and what they're doing.
We'll have to check those out as well.
Exactly.
Yep. A side note here, have you heard of like AI wars, like fraud AI wars, like the good versus the bad
sure.
and stuff? Oh, I just found out about that, and my mind was thoroughly blown.
Right,
so.
Right.
Oh my gosh, huge.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I've got some great examples.
Another interesting thing is talk about Amazon MTurk and how people can get involved in that to see how, because that was an eye-opener for me, even though they rejected me. They accepted the employees at South Bay Credit Union. Now the employees at South Bay Credit Union are participating in Amazon MTurk, and it's a good way to learn how AI is learning.
Well, and a good example of Amazon MTurk, for those of you that don't know, is it's Amazon's artificial intelligence. So it's an army of people who do computer-like functions for fractions of a penny to do those functions.
Okay.
So you might look at, ten people might look at the same image and say it's a stop sign or it's a car, and that would be hard for the computer to do.
Right.
But once you have those 10 people do it for 4 cents each, now you can do, 90% believe it's a car, it must be a car,
right.
And they're able to do that. And so they fractionalize all that level of work, break it into small pieces that aren't a security concern, and have hundreds of thousands of people that can go do that. You can go get certified and get different skills on all these different things.
Well,
some of us can. He can't get on.
Right. So. The employees at South Bay Credit Union and Kirk get approved, yet I get rejected, and they don't tell you why.
Right.
I haven't been in jail in a long time. There's no reason why I should have been rejected.
It's that comment about Bezos.
it might have been it. Yeah. Jeff and I don't get along.
Damn it, Alexa.
I'm listening to your conversations. Exactly. Yeah. All right, guys. Always a pleasure. Always an education having you here in the studio lounge. So appreciate
Thanks, Mike.
It.
Sounds good.
Keep up the good work, gentlemen.
All right.
CU 2.0. There they are.
Boom. See you.